It's in time for us to meet one such woman as we continue to put a spotlight on women who really do inspire us every day this particular month. Chantal Lorenzo is the first woman track master at Metro Rail in the Western Cape, breaking ground in her respective field. I'm really excited to have a conversation with her. She is a Cape Town, born and bred Cape Townian, from Steenberg in the flats herself. And let's find out a little bit more about Chantal herself. Happy Women's Day, Chantal. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning, Refilwe. Thank you, and happy Women's Day to you too.
Indeed. Talk to us about how you got into this career in which you are now the first track master, or a woman at least, track master.
Yeah, wow. Well, I was a fixture worker at Metro Rail, started in 2006. And then I applied for a permanent position, which was a flagman at the time. And I applied because I wanted something more permanent. And of course, it was a little bit more money from what I did earn at the time. And when I got to this department, not even realizing that I was the first female that they brought into this male-dominated department. And ever since 2007, I just worked hard, being very committed, got the opportunity to go and study in-house as a trainee track master, and that was in 2012. And yes, the rest is history.
And long history. That's a full decade of really working towards this incredible particular post. Talk to us a little bit about exactly, for those of us who are not completely aware of how the trains work, including myself, exactly what it is that a track master is responsible for.
Okay, so I am the little lady on the ground, right down on the tracks. Ensuring for safe passing of trains. A track master do track maintenance, you know. When a rail breaks, I have a team of guys with me in my truck. We go out and we fix the line. Anything from sand, I'm sure commuters have heard, or you have heard of the term, there's sand on the tracks, going through to Simonstown, taking it off the tracks, ensuring that the trains can pass safely through. So I do all the greasy, dirty work, but I love it.
Quite right. Now, talk to me. This is it's not just greasy and dirty, it's tough. You know, you've held this position since 2015 when you first became a track master and inspector for track maintenance. And in the last 7 years, there's been significant devolution and degradation to the track. Whether it be that during lockdown, you know, we started having people living on some of our tracks, for example, on the central line, or unfortunately the vandalism that we see, and the like. How would you describe the way things have changed over the last 7 years since you've been in the role? And what are some of the challenges that are quite difficult to face as a woman, or any person with these increasingly less safe conditions?
It is tough. I won't lie. It's very tough and sad at the same time because, like you said, especially on the central line, for me, such a good line, or such a economical line for our passengers, especially school children, people that must get into town. For me to see that, it's very sad, very heartbreaking. But also realizing or understanding the cry of our community or our society. It's not easy being in this male-dominated department. Yes, it's not. It's very challenging. But I love what I do. I love all the challenges. I love to work with a team. And yes, I'm just pushing forward and giving it my all, really giving it my all. The challenges that we do have right now, it is the vandalism, it is the trains burning. I just hope, I pray that our people realize how economical this train service is, especially for our children, people working, traveling into Cape Town, traveling wherever you needed to go. I mean, just going to the beach used to be so easy, but these days it's not. So I just hope that really we can go back to the society or to the community where we used to take care of our infrastructure, because those trains or those lines on that area does not belong to Praza. It belongs to us as Capetonians, So I just hope and pray that we will go back to that, where people will realize how economical and how cheap our train services are, and how easy you can get into town without sitting into traffic. So yeah.
And how empowering that is for all of society, women, children who travel alike. So that's you actually holding up the backbone of our transportation system. Chantal, what's next for you at Metrorail, or in your career? What are you looking forward to next?
My next step will be a track inspector. I have gone through the process of of obtaining a certificate, an advanced track master, a track inspector certificate. So I would really, I am aspiring and looking forward to the next step, and that is track inspector, and it entails being the supervisor of the track master. So it's a more senior position, and I would also then be the first in Cape Town to, if I should get that job in the future, I would also be the first thing
That's
to
absolutely
have
amazing.
that. Yeah.
Going from strength to strength, we look forward to seeing that, Chantal, and I'm sure your team would appreciate it as well. Chantal Lorenzo, Western Cape Metrorail's first woman track inspector soon, but currently first woman track master.